Blog Talk Radio.
Keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's Bonafide Talk.
Bonafide Talk. Bonafide Talk, yeah.
Evangelist Fawana. You are now listening to Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. It is a privilege to have the opportunity to speak life into dead situations via the radio airwaves. In a world full of negativity, in a world wherein the media appears to be consumed with promoting sinful behaviors, what an honor it is to have this opportunity to speak life today. With us tonight, this is such an exciting episode of Bonafide Talk for me because our team is here. We have with us tonight Pastor Wayne Beatty, who will be debuting his show today at 5:30 with his new show, Reaching the Heart. Amen, amen. How are you, Wayne?
I'm doing fine. It's an honor.
Oh, you're wonderful. What were you saying?
I say it's an honor to be able to get out here and to speak to a great woman of God like yourself.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind, Wayne. Listen, before we begin your part of this interview, share with the world about the new TV deal you just landed.
I was at work, and the lady called to the job, and I answered the phone. And
hello, Wayne, are you there? Uh-oh, looks like we're having a complication. Let us now move on. When Wayne gets back, hopefully he'll be able to loop us in. Let us now move on to our next awesome Christian radio talk show host, the host of Beyond the Walls of Jericho. We have Kareem K-Dizzle McDuffie. Hey, baby.
What's up, K-Dizzle is in the building.
How you doing?
Man, I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself, man? I'm excited to be here tonight.
I am just ecstatic. You know, you guys know, that I'm kind of emotional. I'm just, really hyped about what God is doing in all of our lives. Kareem, I want to talk briefly about the different projects that you're working on. Loop us in. Tell us what you're doing.
Well, man, a little bit about myself. Of course, you guys know I'm the host of the Beyond the Walls of Jericho show. But, I mean, that's not the only thing that I do. I really focus on doing a lot of outreach in the community. And that's what I've been really narrowed down to or been given the challenge to do so far. But I have a nonprofit that I operate, and I'm a full-time college student as well. And with my nonprofit, basically, man, we're focusing on tutoring and mentorship for young kids. And we actually want to be a positive imprint in our local communities here in Warsaw, North Carolina, but we actually want to spread that abroad. But, man, the really primary focus on the Beyond the Walls of Jericho show, I've been working on trying to find a location to where I can really be there more on a permanent basis. And I'm happy and I'm excited and delighted to announce tonight, man, that we are looking to go 5 days, at least 5 days a week, promoting the show. That's something that we're looking to set in stone the first of the year. And also next year we have a concert that we have, and man, it's going to feature some tremendous people. And I would definitely want my BFTM family to be there with me.
That's awesome. We're there. Kareem, tell everybody what time you come on and what day.
Man, basically, we come on every other Sunday. I like to focus on Pacific Sundays because, you know, that's how we kind of focus in on first, second, and third Sundays. But we actually come on every second and fourth Sunday at 8 o'clock. And like I said, man, the first of the year, that schedule will be changing because we actually is looking forward to broadcasting during the week and also on Sundays as well. So, you know, God has really blessed the ministry. As you know, as God has blessed the network as a whole, I'm just excited to what 2016 has in store, not just for me, but for my co-host, because I like to call everybody my co-host in case, you know,
yes,
I feel like I'm taking a break that you guys can fill in on the show.
Amen. Amen. I know that's right. You wild, Kareem. Wayne, are you back with us? Uh-oh, we have lost Wayne. Bless his heart. I don't know where he is. We're going to move on. But before we move on, we're going to play this awesome song, guys. This is You Saved by one of my favorite bands in the whole world, Transparent the Band.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country and one of many radio talk shows on the BFTM Radio Network. Hey, you guys can check out BFTM 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at BFTMradio.com. That's BFTMradio.com. We are the 24/7 Christian internet radio station sensation. Woo-hoo! Yeah!
Yeah!
we have with us tonight Christian radio talk show host of Relationships and You. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Lady Robin Manley. Hey, baby.
Hey, what's going on, lady?
Nothing much. Everything is going on with you, though. You are doing that thing, Robin. Talk to us about your project, the movie you're working on, amongst other things. Woo.
Among other things, I've been doing skits and plays for so long, and it was just time for me to move on to bigger projects. So, of course, most of you know I've written several books, and I'm turning my first book into a movie. And so I call myself a movie writer, but I'm going to be a producer because I'm going to do this thing. You know, I had to pray to God,
right,
just give me wisdom on how to do it. We spend too much time talking about what we don't know how to do, and all we got to do is ask our Father for it. So I asked him to give me the wisdom on how to do this movie, so I'm moving forward. I'm going to be going full hard. 2016, I'm going hard for it. Among other things, I'm a not only an author, motivational speaker. I'm a songwriter. I wrote my first song. I've been in the studios, got a little busy, but I'm going to get back in the studio working on songs for the movie. We're going to use some original stuff. My show, Relationship and You, come on, it's tonight, y'all, Wednesday, 6:30. Y'all come on and join me. That's a shameless plug, right? But no, we're family. We're family.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yeah, my show is tonight from 6 to 6:30. Want everybody to join me, 657-383-1233. Come on, Kareem, join the family. Co-host with me tonight. But I'm just, and you know, somebody asked me what made me want to do relationships. I have a master's degree in human services counseling, marriage and family. And even when I got divorced, I still had a heart for family unity. So I'm using what I went through. I mean, the things that I did, good and bad, to help people try to mend those marriages that can be fixed. Not all of them can. So I just really have a heart for relationships because, you know, it starts it doesn't start when you get married. It starts before then. So we're trying to just mend those relationships. And finally, I'm a student working on a PhD. Yeah, I'm going for a doctorate degree. So that's me.
Amen. That's awesome, Robin. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm going to try to reach back to Pastor Wayne. Pastor Wayne, are you with us? Oh, dear, bless his heart, we've lost him. But nevertheless, perhaps he's preparing for his own show. In about 15 minutes, Pastor Wayne will be debuting on the BFTM radio network. The name of his radio show is Reaching the Heart. So don't tune away too fast from BFTM. We are busy, busy, busy. Wayne is coming on at 5:30. Robin comes on at 6. Wayne's, the name of his show, the name of his show is Reaching the Heart, and his show time is at 5:30. Call 713-955-0482, and Robin, tell the audience what time your show, the phone number for your show.
657-383-1233.
Bam, there we go.
Do you mind giving Wayne's number again?
Absolutely. Hold tight. Wayne's number, 713-955-0482. He debuts in about 10 minutes, reaching the heart. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, please forgive me for stuttering. I'm going to write that out to anybody just being super excited about what God is doing in all of our lives individually as radio talk show hosts and where the network is going. I am your gracious host, Evangelist Falana. I'm the Christian radio talk show host for Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio networks in the country. I air every Wednesday at 5 o'clock p.m. Many of you have dialed in now, so you know the number, 347-327-9688. If you've got something to say to Evangelist Falana, press 1. The main purpose of the radio broadcast that God has entrusted me with is to, what am I trying to say here, to encourage transparency. It was brought to my heart, it was dropped in my spirit by God, that a lot of people are suffering because they don't feel comfortable talking to clergy or church people, whatever. So what I attempt to do is to provide a platform where everyone can be heard, where everyone can be touched, and where everyone can be introduced to God in all of his splendor. And ultimately, that's what all of our radio broadcast after. Robin deals with relationships in a lot of other territories. Kareem deals a lot with the importance of music ministry. And Wayne deals with touching the heart. I am also glad to announce that joining us officially Wednesday at 7 p.m., the syndicated radio talk show, The Music Box, with the radio talk show host, Tanya Dallas, who is a Stellar nominee, Dove Awards nominee, will be joining the BFTM Radio Network. Yay! I am just tickled about that. So now, Robin, in terms of your concepts of relationship with the MU, you elaborated a whole lot about that. When did God place in your spirit to do a radio talk show host on the BFTM Radio Network about relationships in you?
Well, you know what? When I started working on my book, I just knew God wanted me to use every avenue that I could to promote healthy relationships, to promote unity in the family. And when you came to me with that, I think it started with you. You did that because, and I got to give you credit, because you heard about my book from somewhere, you called me, you interviewed me on the show, and then the next week you called me back, and you know, people were still calling in after we hung up. And it's because, you know, like you said, transparency. See, sometimes we get too spiritual, and a person who is battling, let's say, fornication, and
right.
they can't be honest with somebody, then they can't talk to anybody. But just being open and transparent, allow people to see, hey, you know what, even though she's Christian, she understands. She's been through it. She's not
right.
going to act like perfect. And what happened with being on your show, you know, God was showing me, here's another avenue to use to be a witness for me, to promote healthy relationships. And unfortunately, like we said, sometimes, you know, people always say, well, God has joined together. Well, God didn't join us all together.
Ain't that the truth?
And we got to understand that. And so when you're dealing with issues like separation and divorce, people want to know that somebody is on their side. I know I was told,
right.
one of my friends told me, I can't never get married again because I'm divorced. Because you're looking at one thing you read in the Bible. But the Bible says, except for the case of fornication. My ex
right.
committed adultery, so I was justified in getting a divorce. But people skim over that. And they need people
right.
to help them understand this. So it was laid upon my heart when I wrote the book to promote healthy relationships. And it was laid upon my heart to use every avenue. And when you came to me, it was like an epiphany. This is an avenue, Robin.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? I give God all the glory and all the praise. Glory, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you know something, Robin, it's interesting that you said that, because it's like, you know, we said what God has put together. God put this wonderful network together with like-minded people, you know, and you have a form of transparency about you in terms of allow people to come in and talk and express and that type of thing. And why I tend to do that as well. And then like myself, you do the same. There are a lot of misinterpretations of scripture that needs to be cleared up. Yes, it does
yes.
say that, but that's not in its literal sense.
God right.
does not expect anyone to suffer. If you go to Corinthians, if a guy is the first or the second, it talks about, you know, the real deal, the real interpretation of when a marriage is worth staying in and when it's not. You know,
right.
when someone is beating on you physically or mentally, get out. When someone
exactly.
is tearing at your self-esteem, get out. If there's no happiness, you guys
no
lose the chemistry or whatever, clearly that is not of God. That's a mess that you've made. And that right there, Lady Robin, is one of my thoughts.
Yes, it is.
We're going to try Brother Wayne one more time. Wayne, are you there? bless his heart, we can't get him. Well, Wayne, if you can hear me, go ahead, baby, and scurry on down and go ahead and get ready for your show. Your show comes on in exactly 10 minutes. Love you, love you, love you. In closing, ladies and gentlemen, we're towards the end of the show. I want to thank so much Robert Manley for relationships and you and what you bring to the table and to my heart. Kareem McDuffie with your show, Beyond the Walls, Jericho, and what you bring, and Pastor Wayne, what you are about to airways, my brother, is explosive, and it's going to be a word from God. I can't wait to tune in to hear you. Ladies and gentlemen, Robin comes on at 6 o'clock p.m. Check her out. She's got something for us. We're talking about separation and divorce and how hard that is to deal with. Pastor Wayne Beattie debuts in about 10 minutes on his show, Reaching the Heart, and we are out in everything, ladies and gentlemen, that you do. I love you.
Keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's Bonafide Talk.
Bonafide Talk. Bonafide Talk, yeah.